has a song called Spot a Fake. And that's it. Thank you, Garrett. You're a good American.
I'm sorry, was that funny?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison voice. Shoot another shot, just stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make a new excuse, the stupid reason. The hook where you know, well, the hook where you know. Yeah, just like the world, just to stop the feeling. The hook where you know, well, the hook where you know. Yeah, just like the world, just to stop the feeling.
Who cares? It's a sexually
can feel her on my skin. I can taste her on my tongue. She's the sweetest taste of sin. The more I get, the more I want. She wants to own me. Come closer. She says, come closer. Hey, I just can't pull myself away. Under a spell, I can't fake. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. And I just can't bring myself away. But I don't want to escape. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop.
Yeah, the Monday morning after iHeartRadio Music Festival is always very telling. You see a few last-minute photos that didn't make it out over the weekend? And so we're looking at some of those today. Looks like they had a lot of fun producing this show this year. And I know it played on Hulu. When do we find out when it plays later so you can go back and relive it? Do we know?
I know it's... I just said... Hold on. I got it
here. Oh, you just said it?
Yes. So there will be an iHeartRadio Music Festival special streaming on Hulu October 7th.
Okay.
There will be
cool.
a bunch of highlights from the event. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Let's see. I know. Let's do another connections. I know you were up early putting these together today, Gandhi.
Yes, I was.
All right. So these four pieces of sound have something in common. What is it? Here it is.
You little stupid and wow. Game with you.
I don't care. I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what they said.
There you go. Call Diamond now at 800-242-0100 and tell me what those four pieces of sound have in common. Good job, Gandhi.
Oh, thank you.
I love these. These are great. I love playing with these.
Connections makes me happy. I enjoy it.
Danielle, we have found your kryptonite. I heard from a source.
Oh my gosh.
Is it really? Is it true that the Bath and Body Works store at the mall has just... it really has that power over you?
Let me tell you guys know how obsessed I am with things Bath and Body Works.
Oh, yeah.
You're always like, what is that smell? It smells so good. It's either a hand sanitizer or a moisturizer. They just opened one walking distance from the house.
Oh,
Let me just tell you something. This is the worst thing and the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life because...
Wow.
So I change out the soap from Bath and Body Works for every holiday. I do Halloween. I do Christmas.
Now, do you allow people to use those soaps?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. Of course. Yes, you can use
my mother, everything she would put out, we were not allowed to use.
Oh,
no. Clothes, towels.
Yeah.
Santa Claus hand towels in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mom, she said, just wipe your hands on your pants.
Oh, no. You can use the soaps. I have, like, a hand that holds the soap for Halloween, and then I have a Christmas plug-in with a
ring
and a big nose light. I mean, I have everything. And they give new ones every year. Now they have a Stranger Things collection. Let me just tell you, this is just not good. And I walk by, and all I want to do is go in and buy things.
Hold on. Yeah, I gotta put you on pause here. Mm-hmm. I want to make it very clear they are not sponsors.
Oh, they're not.
They're not spending a penny. This is all from Danielle's
heart. But if they'd like to spend a penny, I would love to take their money, because then I could have more money to go and spend in their store. So.
See?
Feast your habit.
But let me tell you, and I love, like, all the Halloween hand sanitizers. And right, Nate? Strawberry pound cake is Nate's favorite. I've introduced
Well, here's
him to
the
that.
Problem. When you wear that stuff, it smells like fresh baked goods.
It does.
And I'm like, oh, that smell! I would love to have one of those rolls.
You want to eat my hands.
Exactly. It's soap. Okay.
I actually have made friends because of my hand sanitizers, because people have asked
what?
Hey, what flavor is that, or what smell is that, or what is it? And then we just start chatting, and we find out we have Bath and Body Works in common, and then they tell me their favorite scent, and it really, it's crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, you've lost your mind, child.
I love it. But now they even have stuff for your laundry now. I walked in the other day. There's laundry stuff.
Can you send me some? I need some.
Seriously. I can't handle
it. All right. We have someone online. Line 5.
Oh.
Miles from Port Jeff, New York. We played 4 pieces of sound for you. Let me play them again. Here are the 4 in the connections from Gandhi. Here it is.
You're a little stupid and wow. Game with you.
I don't care. I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what they said.
All right, there you go. 4 songs that have something in common. Miles, what is the answer?
Are they all diss tracks? Like, they all got beef?
Right, diss tracks. Is that what that is, Gandhi?
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's not it. I like it. It's a good answer. It's wrong, but it's a good answer. I like it. And I love those retaliation tracks. Those
yeah,
are my
me
favorite.
Too.
All right, Miles, thank you. Line 8 is Tiffany. Tiffany, what do these 4 pieces of sound have in common?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think that they're calling people out.
Oh, wow. Sort of like a diss track.
Like a diss track, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of. You know what? Think through those tracks. Are those sort of dissy?
Not the Hills. I don't think the Hills.
Is Holla Back Girl? Holla Back Girl's not a dissy track, is it?
Really? She's just saying what she's not.
I'm thinking that they were, like, dissing. I was just thinking that they were just, you know, telling people straight up what's on their mind.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I like your thought there. It's not what we're looking for, but I like it a lot, Tiffany. I promise you. I'm not gaslighting. I'm being very serious.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So far, they haven't figured it out here on this Monday after iHeartRadio Music Festival. What's scary?
You want to do some random calls?
Yeah, just pick up a line.
Oh, wow. See,
line 10. Say.
Hello, line 10. We don't know who you are. Who are you? Hello.
Okay.
Cool. Oh,
line 10.
I had the thing off. Sorry.
Okay. Hello, line 10. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you know what those 4 songs or those 4 pieces of sound have in common?
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
What is it?
They're all going to be at the iHeartRadio Festival.
Ooh, so close.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, I think that works.
Okay.
They were at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It was this past weekend.
Yeah,
so
you
got it.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
What is your name?
John.
John. Is that your real name?
Yes, it is. I promise.
It's okay. Just making sure. How rude of me. How rude of me to ask you that. Mm. All right, John. Hey, what do you have for John? You got to send him something. He figured it out.
Well, we had tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, but it already happened. So we're going to send you some Elvis Duran apparel. How
Woo!
About that?
There you awesome. Go, John. Thank you so much for listening. I love that. We just picked you up praying you wouldn't say the F word or the S word. Hold on 1 second. Thanks for listening. Holla back, girl. Thank you.
talking, and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up.
At the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Gwen Stefani. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Oh, Gandhi.
Hello.
Oh, by the way, your last chance to win that trip to Sandals Resorts or Beaches, Jamaica, waiting for you. You better get over to ElvisDuran.com and sign up to win that right now. It's ElvisDuran.com. All right, now, Gandhi, those three things. What's happening?
Okay, not sure if you missed this over the weekend, but four people are dead and at least 18 others injured after a mass shooting late Saturday night in a Birmingham entertainment district. Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurman said investigators believe the shooting was actually a hit and the targeted individual is among the deceased. At a news conference, he said police believe somebody was willing to pay money to have that person killed. The chief added that the number of shooters is still unclear and they are urging anybody with information to please come forward. The ATF and the FBI are assisting in the search for suspects. High levels of a respiratory virus have been found in wastewater samples nationwide. The virus, enterovirus D68, has been associated with paralysis in some kids, raising concerns of a possible rise in the U.S. That is according to a report from Wastewater Scan. Those with the highest risk of getting symptoms of D68 include infants, children, and teenagers, according to the CDC. Health experts say the virus is spread through coughing, sneezing, and, of course, touching contaminated surfaces. We are getting to that season. Wash your hands.
I swear to God.
Everybody wash your hands.
Anymore.
Danielle is a hand wash monitor. Yeah. She will squirt you.
That's right. Use your Bath and Body Works. Thank you.
And finally, we know that New York City has declared a war on rats, and a study shows that the city is still the most rat-infested city in the country. Terminix looked at which cities have been using the pest control company services the most often and says New York is hands down number one. San Francisco coming in at number two, followed by L.A., Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Orkin recently ranked Chicago as the worst for rats, followed by L.A. and then New York. But New York has been increasing its focus on rat control as of late, including, as we know, the hiring of a rat czar, and most recently hosting a national urban rat summit this week. And those are your three things.
I vote for Nate for rat czar.
Oh Nate would love that.
I
He's
would
a
love
monster.
That job. My God.
Yeah, that's got you written all over it. Rat czar.
I drove Drake over Nate. One the other day, and you know how when you hit some, oh, it's a rat gun.
It's so on. Sad.
And
did you flatten it?
This rat was so big, my car did the ba-dump thing, oh. and it kind of went to one side.
Oh, are you sure it was a rat, not someone's
it was,
pet?
It was a rat. That thing was enormous.
You know, you just look out in the streets of New York City. I mean, we have flat rats everywhere.
The flat rats kill me. The first time I saw the complete, what does Danielle call them, flat ratly?
Yeah.
So I was astounded.
Oh, my God. Stanley. Flat ratly.
Another reason we love New York City.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
The day I do a radio tour, my neighbors are sawing down their house. It's like it couldn't have been worse timing.
Listen to the Brooklyn Boys Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial-free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio music you should know. Featuring Ray, Genesis.
The door down till you let him in the room. Since you already acquainted, you skip the foreplay, grips you at the neck as you prepare to be screwed. You try to muster flair to tell somebody you're sinking, but anxiety is an index finger pressed to your lips. A whiskey bottle, it whispers, since you're already bitter. A cocktail fit for a quitter. Come here and give me a kiss. I see your sad little smile. My pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my foot look bigger so that I'm someone you aspire to. Let me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like, follow, share, and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. I'll make the glass half empty and drink it down. Close words and the insecurities, here lies a story, little soul. Pray for still just a heartbroken, but I traded at the back of the nightclub I did for the bathroom floor. I wish I could call my ex, he would know just what to say. He don't say nothing at all now. I did in my head, the only thing I rely on him to do is stay declining my calls. I see a slight little signal in the mirror, the devil works hard.
Custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
need to start my day right. I need to have a lot of energy.
Elvis Duran.
Like every day on my drive to work.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
It says, "Dear Elvis, my grandfather has a tendency to be short with people if his feathers are ruffled. Most grandfathers are. He recently bought a computer from a popular area electronics store and was told he had 6 months to pay it off. What a great idea. Please phone tap him and accuse him of being delinquent with his payments. Take away the interest you credited him for, and he'll get really mad." From his granddaughter, Melissa. What is better than playing a phone tap on granddad? Scary, are you going to do the honors?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Frederick, please?
Well, you're speaking to him.
This is Manny Petty over at the accounts receivable department.
Yes.
Yeah, this has everything today, sir.
Pretty good.
You just made the last of 6 payments on that computer you bought from us?
About a month and a half ago. I guess you're a little late with the follow-up, right?
It took you 8 months when our policy was 6, and I see we've credited you the interest.
You didn't credit me. When I bought it, they told me I had 4 years to pay it out. I don't pay interest.
Did you read the fine print, sir?
Yeah, let me finish my story, okay?
Oh, whoa, you're getting a little rude here.
Yeah, well, because you're telling me that you miscredited me and you're talking about my money. When I spoke to the gentleman, he says, well, you don't have to pay interest if you pay it off in 6 months.
Right.
And that's what I did. I paid it off in 5.5 months.
Well, we just got your payment last week.
You didn't just get my payment last week.
Well, that's when it was posted.
Well, that's not my problem. You want me to pull out my money order? I sent that payment to you 1.5 months ago, a U.S. money order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why did it just come across my desk last week?
Now, what happens in your office, I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out why I have a delinquent payment here, sir.
Listen, if you look at my record from the refrigerator I bought to the TV to the computer, I was always 2 weeks early with my payment.
Right.
I don't have no delinquent payments, and I wouldn't even want to be accused of that.
We get deadbeat customers like you all the time, sir.
You get deadbeat customers like me all the time?
Absolutely.
Listen, let me speak to somebody that's bigger than you, okay?
I'm the biggest man in the office at 248 pounds, sir.
I'm not talking about your weight. I couldn't care how big you are. I'm talking about somebody that I can speak to. You're telling me I'm a deadbeat?
Yes, you are, sir.
Listen, you piece of
Yeah,
you're a piece of shit, okay?
Sir, okay. Hold on a second. You still with us, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm here.
My God, this poor guy.
Grandpa.
Scary, what are you doing to him?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Manny Petty again. How you doing, sir?
I've been better.
Are we going to get through this, or do I have to take away your $100 rebate as well?
What do you mean?
This will be a re-rebate.
A re-rebate?
Yes. We're recalling the rebate.
I just want to say something to
what?
You, okay?
What? What's the matter?
There ain't nothing the matter.
You have a lot of problems.
I have a lot of problems?
Yeah, it sounds like you have some issues.
You got me so f***ed up over here.
Oh, please.
No, I'm serious.
You want to get this out in the open? Go for it.
You're telling me I sent to the wrong address? Whatever goes in the window, that address.
The window?
What are you trying to make a fool out of me, mother? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to make a fool out of me?
No, sir. I just want to tell you that you're not getting your interest. We're going to discredit that, so I don't want you calling and crying.
In other words, the object is not interested in my business. Is this what you're telling me?
We'll take your money just the way we take everybody else's.
I'm sure you will take my money like everybody else, and I have no problem paying my bills.
Yes.
If you look at my payment record, you always receive my money 2 weeks ahead of time.
You might want to try purchasing a new pair of glasses next time you send this stuff out, though.
I would like to speak to somebody above you.
Would you like me to transfer you?
Yes, please.
Mr. Michael Oppenheimer speaking.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Listen, I want to speak to somebody about clearing up something that's not true and somebody talking to me like I'm an ass.
Sir, what happened?
I purchased a computer. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Let me call you back. Give me your number, Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Excuse me, sir. Is there something else that's bothering you?
Is there something bothering me?
Did you get up on the wrong side of the bed today?
Listen, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are with your wise-ass mouth? Really, I have no idea why you're trying to give me a problem. I'm not a young kid.
Are you cranky because your hemorrhoids are flaring up?
You're me up now. I don't know what you're trying to pull here or do.
Please hold.
Hello, did you talk to my boss?
I've never been treated like this here in my life, okay? I've never been told that I'm a deadbeat by any manager of a big firm like yours. Never.
I'll tell you what, why don't I just put you on the phone with your granddaughter, Melissa?
Hi, boss.
You motherfucker.
Your granddaughter Melissa thought it would be funny to play a radio prank on you. This is Scary Jones, and you've been phone tapped.
Oh my God! I love you, boss. If she was here, I'd kick her ass.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gandhi, and you might have heard of my podcast, Sauce on the Side. If not, come explore the parts of my brain that we don't talk about on the big show. Everything from science to love to the not-so-safe-for-work topics that make us laugh. Join me every Wednesday for a new episode of Sauce on the Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
The easiest part of your wellness routine. Just tell your smart device to wake you up to Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. If you're looking for authentic, delicious pizza in the middle of Manhattan, look no further than my friends at John's of Times Square. In the heart of the theater district, serving amazing coal oven pizza and artisanal cocktails with incredible ambiance, it's John's of Times Square.
Cozy up to savings during the Spice Up Fall event at Whole Foods Market. With savings on pumpkin spiced favorites, best of season produce, roast ready proteins, and so much more. Now through October 1st, shop in-store or online today.
Did you know that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief for nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea? Of course you do, because everyone knows the Pepto song. But did you know that Pepto also comes in convenient and delightful solid forms?
Pepto has very fast melts, cherry chewables, liquid caps that make relief easy.
Pepto makes relief on the go easy. So when you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt's new movie, Wolves, is on Apple TV Plus September 27th.
That's where I want you to be now.
So if you want to see George Clooney and Brad Pitt, definitely go to Apple TV Plus.
Admit it, it was cool. Okay, fine, it was very cool.
Wolves, streaming September 27th on Apple TV Plus. Rated R.
Switch to Boost Mobile today to get a free Galaxy A25 5G or four unlimited lines and four free 5G phones for only $100 per month. Switch today at a Boost Mobile store near you.
New customers only, requires auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
What's up? It's Gary Jones. I just spent my summer vacation at Sandals Duns River in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Oh my God, the place is stunning. I was so impressed. Everything was included. You know I'm a foodie, and so the food's got to be up to par. Well, Sandals delivered. From Greek to French, sushi, best part, it was all unlimited. And now, our Elvis Duran in the Morning Show wants to send you and a guest on an all-inclusive four-day, three-night Caribbean getaway to any Sandals or Beaches Resort in Jamaica with round-trip airfare included. Enter to win now at ElvisDuran.com. That's ElvisDuran.com.
Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you, whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Duncan, traffic.
Looking at delays around the five boroughs, the UN General Assembly is continuing today, and also President Biden will be touching down in Midtown sometime this afternoon. 22 West by North Broad Street has an accident working in Hillside. LIE East over by Comac Road with a crash on the shoulder in Dix Hills. And we are looking at delays of about 35 minutes upstairs at the GWB, 25 from the lower level, and 25 in at the Lincoln and Holland as well. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples prints anything you need for your business, like banners, flyers, and signs, and Staples will beat any price quote. Plus, now print more, save more, up to $150 off your print purchase. Offer ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit visit staples.com/print for details or staples.com/pricematch for price match guarantee. I'm Cindy Waitman with Total Traffic on Z100.
No matter what they're doing, I just love that I wake up and I laugh.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down at the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefellers. We fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Monday, done.
Yep.
We'll come back and do it Tuesday tomorrow. Till then, what are we watching?
You got the Bills and the Jaguars, the Bengals and the Commanders doing your football thing tonight.
Till tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. Supernova. All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
You, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Music Station.
How do you sleep? thank you for plugging in. You know, this is interesting. If you're being inundated by political calls and texts, I'm going to tell you to make them stop. Just stop, stop, stop. We'll get into that later this hour. Chaperones on now.
New York's number one